I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Real spoilers powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent Breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 363, The Hurricane Heist. Sorry. I try to have take some solace in the fact that it's called The Hurricane Heist.
I didn't even know it was called The Hurricane Heist.
I thought it was called Hurricane. Why?
And that,
why?
Well, because there's only one.
That's fair.
That's although based on the box office,
you might get a second one.
There's only one.
Oh, that's true.
There's no way they're making the second one of these.
It's such a weird. It's like, one of those moments where I'm just like, how?
This
how?
They're like, let's make this straight to sci-fi movie.
Yeah,
oh, let's, like, put it in the theater.
Okay, this is
theaters.
A Sci-Fi Channel movie with with better,
yeah, better
certainly
actors.
A way better budget.
Yeah.
And, yeah,
effects.
Like all these people, and I will say that all the actors in this movie,
I like them.
They were
stuff.
All probably like, "Hey, this is going theatrical." Yeah. Like they had to feel like Ben Cross had to be like, "Well, I feel pretty good about this."
These actors were awful.
They're
all
so,
of them.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Well, this and also like, the dialogue, though, yeah. I have to say.
Also, when you get a British guy and you're just like, oh, by the way, you need to do a Southern accent. He's like, well, what does that sound like?
Yeah.
And he listens to another British guy do his version of a Southern accent. Yeah. He's like, oh, I can do that.
This
fine.
Was like a community theater production of an action movie.
Yeah.
So bad.
With the swarmiest of like over-the-top villains.
Yeah. Is the Dr. Doom guy British?
Yes.
Because that's
so
Southern
here's the problem, right?
Which one is the Dr. Doom guy?
Toby Kibble.
He's the meteorologist.
Okay.
So
okay.
That, guy that the, accent the, he yeah. does is just
so. Here's the thing: is
horrific.
Like I
was
like
he
that,
in
yes.
Kong.
He was in Kong.
He was in. Okay,
he's the guy
so
they're trying
did
to find.
The,
yeah.
And he did an accent in that too.
He did another bad.
He did a
accent.
Gorilla accent in that.
And then you got the brother.
He was
also
Kong.
The brother from True Blood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you never watched it.
That's where I recognize him from. Yeah.
But who also
got time for sexy vampires?
I think he might be Australian or
okay.
So
he was his accent was fine. Yeah, I was fine with the brother's
accent.
He had years
of practice.
True Blood is down in Louisiana. So it's yeah, no. I was like, okay, one can do an accent. I was totally fine with this. That meteorologist accent was just driving me insane.
So here's the thing about that. Here's the thing about that guy, right? He's in an amazing episode of Black Mirror.
Okay.
The Black Mirror episode with the memory chip.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but see,
it's a third episode. He was great in Rock and Rolla.
Uh-huh.
He's awesome in that.
These things though, I keep falling further back.
They do. No, I know. But like, he's got the chops. Like, I don't know that Black Mirror episode.
No, no,
can
no.
Only
I'm
be
just
like
thinking
three,
about like.
Old.
So this is the last time we saw him was Kong.
Yeah, yeah. And then before that, it was Victor Van Damme.
Yeah. And the last time we saw what's her name, she
Grace.
Was running from. You know, she was
nondescript
Liam
Russian,
Neeson's
Russian
daughter.
Terrorist.
That's who that is.
Maggie,
I'm like,
yeah.
Who is this
yeah.
person?
Yeah. Okay. So initially, when she's in the truck, I was like, is that Alicia Cuthbert?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And I was like,
no,
I mean,
it's
if it
not
is,
her,
you have my attention.
But she's around the same, like.
She's got the same hair color.
She was
the same facial structure.
Yeah.
That's why she probably looked familiar. Because yeah. I can kind of see that.
And I was just like, "Art, you have."
She
you
was
have
Shannon
me at
and lost, and I don't want to talk about it. All right, oh, we're not going to get on.
That's
this.
Who she was. Yeah, I felt like I knew her. Like,
but
we're
not going to talk about it. You guys, gotta leave me alone.
No, is that the pretty boy's girlfriend? Is that
that was the one? That was the brother and sister, right?
Yes, the brother and sister.
The brother and sister couple.
Yeah, the pretty. Oh. What's his name?
Yeah,
that guy. You know, the guy with the
Saeed.
She oh, ends Saeed up with Saeed.
And, oh, yeah. But yeah. What,
wasn't Saeed
I just, why can't I think of the guy that's in, like, God,
don't
what is this
me,
guy's name?
Law.
I mean, he's not a big...
Ian Somerhalder.
Ian Somerhalder. From, yeah.
From
all Kevin,
Vampire Diaries.
All Kevin yes, could remember you. Was that he was good looking.
Yeah, right. He's just like he's kind the, of a pretty
he's
boy. That's
he's
what
that
he
hunky guy from Vampire Diaries. The one with the dreamy eyes.
Yeah, but the last time we saw her was like in the Taken series.
Yeah, yeah, where she was...
Which is so funny because... She was. If you ever want to see a funny YouTube video, watch the one that makes fun of her running, because she runs in the Taken
all
movies.
Of them?
She runs like well, in all of them, but she runs like somebody who's never ran ever in her life.
Well,
so
she runs like me.
You're just like,
she's like, I know.
Well,
I
theoretically,
I'm just supposed to. My legs are supposed to move fast, but what about the rest of my body?
Yeah. So it's her again. Because the whole time I'm sitting there, I'm like, I know her.
Yeah. Once
who
I looked,
at,
I thought it was her, and then yeah. once I looked at Maggie Grace, I was like, oh, all right.
This was a great movie for doing on-the-spot research.
Yep, that's true.
Because I was sitting there like, nobody's around me. I'm on my phone. Who's this?
Yeah, the earliest who's showing, that? They don't even put the old people screenings for this one. The earliest showing was 11:05. I couldn't get like a 10 o'clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There were three other people, coincidentally old people, at the because they were like, oh, I guess I have to go to the Denny's
so
before.
Late.
I had one person like three seats behind me. I had a couple that I could smell the weed on them as soon as I walked in the theater.
Oh, I'm sure they had a great time then.
I'm pretty sure they were both passed out. Like, that's what I'm pretty
sure. Well, I'm sure they had a much better time.
Much better
then,
time,
yes.
Yeah. So, okay. So, I just want to talk about Rob Cohen for a second.
Hey, let's let everyone introduce themselves.
Oh, I thought we did that.
Yeah. We didn't even do that. This is Dan.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. And real quick, shameless plugs. We're available on iTunes. Go there, rate, review, subscribe, and also check out our Facebook page, facebook.com/realspoilers. Join the League of Show Sharers groups where you can stay up to date on all of our fascinating wittiness. There. Yeah.
We're just so excited.
Yes.
So
for a hurricane heist.
Rob Cohen.
Yes. Was a big name.
Was a big name. He directed the first Fast and Furious. He directed
The Fast and the Furious
the
when they had
the
full
Furious.
Titles.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Dragonheart, which I love that movie. Yeah. That movie is so good.
Is that the one with
Dennis Quaid?
The Dragonheart.
Yeah, Dennis Quaid's the or Sean Connery's the voice of the dragon.
Yeah, that's
The Boy Next Door, which I think we all were just like, it was what it was and it was fun.
I love
it was
that
fine.
Movie.
That was the J-Lo one.
Movie? Okay, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I'm thinking The Girl Next Door. Yeah, that's because you just mentioned her name.
And
so I'm
Timothy
like,
Olyphantastic.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that's the first time I saw Alicia Cuthbert.
Yeah.
Wow. You didn't see her in 24?
I guess I saw her as the daughter in 24, but the first movie, I guess. But I'm like, okay, Emile Hirsch, you lucky man.
Yeah, you son of a beat. But so we kind of hit the skids around
back
like,
in the Fast and the Furious.
No, the first one was like it was what it was. It was
no. I
you know
yeah.
That was he did the Skulls
car joke,
which I like.
It was pretty
the
good.
Skulls was a good flick.
Yeah,
like
he
the
was
still, Secret
and he
Society.
Was like, he was diversifying.
Triple X.
So the Skulls is probably the first one I
Triple
saw.
Triple X is where it started to like
you can see the cracks a little bit. Yeah.
Oh, like, he did Triple X.
He did Triple X. Then he did Stealth in 2005, which was.
Oh, that's regarded as like one of the worst movies and the lowest box office return of all
time.
Then
he did the what's the third Mummy?
Scorpion King?
No, the Scorpion King's 2.
No, but
oh, no, I mean like
the one with the Scorpion King?
No.
Tomb of the something.
Looks like he did that one.
Oh, the one
with Jet Li.
Yeah.
And not Rachel Wise because she was like, I'm not coming back for that garbage.
Yeah, that's right.
Then he did Alex Cross, which was not good either.
Yeah.
Then he turns it around a little bit with The Boy Next Door. Which were just like, all
it
right.
was like low budget.
Like a little 80s, like, you're not gross because, you know, Jennifer Lopez. And then he did this. And after seeing this.
So we went from hitting the skids to this would be the skid mark.
No, because I think he started to come out of the skid with The Boy Next Door. And then he came back. And then the tire blew and then he went right back into the skid.
So right now he's hanging out with Jan de Bont and Rennie Harlan.
Yes. But
all
after
trying
seeing
to
this,
do the same thing.
Why not bring this guy back to the Fast and Furious? I mean, he's just doing a Fast and Furious movie.
With, yeah, but they're different movies now.
Not like this is a Fast and the Furious movie.
No, this is awful. The Fast and the Furious movies are 10,000 times
okay,
better
but,
than this movie.
But look at this movie. Is the difference in quality about budget? Like, if he had a $150 million budget, would this be
He's
a
not writing
movie?
The movie. He's just directing it. It's not poorly directed.
Yeah, I mean,
it's poorly acted.
Well,
and poorly
maybe
written.
Who do you think directs all those actors that were terrible? That's the director. I mean,
but he's,
the
but
fact
he's not
that he
in charge
said
of
cut
this,
after,
well,
but
he's
okay,
not in but
charge
this
is
of
a
scripts.
Bunch of B movie actors. In the, for the yeah. beginning,
I,
it's
I
like,
don't, I don't know. I think people like didn't F. Gary Gray do the last? Fest?
Yeah, but now,
like, I mean, these Fast and Furious movies are getting for what they are. They're good, like good action.
But if you can,
stupid
if you can save. Money and you don't have to pay F. Gary Gray. You don't have to pay Jason.
But I think even with what they make,
I guess that's true. Doesn't matter
in the grand scheme of a Fast and Furious movie, it's just not worth.
They make
it.
I will
billion
say
dollars,
there are scenes
yeah.
in this where I was like,
I will
that's
say
pretty good.
As much as I didn't like this movie, the last 20 minutes,
good night,
are really good.
Yeah, where he like that's practical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like there's not a lot of CG where he's
that hurricane
off.
Filmed in the middle
totally,
of a hurricane.
Totally, totally real.
I was impressed with
but
that.
But like where he's hanging on the side of that truck, like that's
yeah, that's Fast and
it's
Furious.
It's Fast and Furious.
That's
yeah.
Fast and Furious.
Like
so I think
there's a scene in that.
Paul
movie.
Walker does the exact same thing on the hood of a car and jumps to a big truck. Like that's pretty much.
But I will say, like you, it, I will give them the credit of not going super CG
yeah.
on those chase scenes. And the Fast and Furious don't do chase
that
scenes
one,
anymore.
Gas station explosion or whatever. Wasn't there like one explosion where I'm like, oh, that really exploded.
That really exploded. They killed
well,
everybody in that gas station.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. But.
I mean, this is a movie that was, you know, could have either been clever
yeah.
or dumb.
And it went dumb.
And it was dumb.
It was dumb.
I mean, it was dumb.
It was dumb.
A Sci-Fi Channel movie. It literally was a Sci-Fi
I feel like this was
movie.
Also a Fast and Furious spec script. He's just like, I got this.
Yeah, everyone's auditioning for Fast and Furious. And
Dom.
No one's getting
no
it.
No one's getting
not
it.
Not even the guy who created it. No. Yeah.
Dom,
yeah.
We're going to need you to go into the middle of a hurricane to pull off this heist.
Just give yeah. me my family. they wanted to, it's a genre mashup.
It really is.
You know,
it really is.
It opens
yeah.
with
exactly you know. Twister. Like it's
yeah.
Twister.
It's totally Twister.
The
yeah.
biggest
yeah.
problem with this movie, I'll just say, is the writing. It is so bad. The actors, I don't even think the actors like outside of this are that bad yeah. of actors, but this writing, that female hacker.
Oh god.
Her
oh,
line delivery?
Like that
wait,
was
do, wait, do you mean Team Rocket?
Yeah. I mean that guy was fine. I thought he was fine, but that female hacker and her line yeah. delivery.
She
was,
would say stuff and I'm like,
Why is she in a cocktail dress?
That was the thing. Yeah.
Yeah,
was like,
that wasn't a business
they're supposed
dress.
To
was
be, yeah, they're supposed
dress.
To be like you know, consultants.
Yeah.
And it's like
first
she,
thing Katie says
no.
to me, why is she in a cocktail dress?
The only thing the only thing I can think
I can is, think of two reasons.
Is that yes. is that they just told her to provide her own wardrobe.
And she was like, well, I
look hot in this.
You know, you gotta dress for the part that you want.
Yeah.
So this is what I'm wearing. It's all right. So we'll just yeah, get into this. So the opening yeah. of this movie is the two kids and their dad are driving in the family tow truck, I guess. And they're trying to outrace a storm. Mm-hmm. So while they're doing so, somehow the truck gets knocked off the road.
And they get out of the truck, and the kid goes to save the dad, and the dad goes, holds his hand out.
Yeah,
and says,
right.
Stop.
Hey, I know you have all the powers of a god, but don't come anywhere
like,
near
me. I know you can go so fast that no one could see you, and you could just save me, but...
I know you could save...
But don't worry, the dog makes it.
Yeah. Oh, I know you could save everybody in this
little
thing
right
now.
That's still one of my... Just still one of the worst things ever about that. But
you know,
anyway.
You know how you make that better?
How?
He says stop, and he goes anyway.
Sure.
Because that's Superman.
Like, he couldn't have saved him with his super... Like, ugh.
Right.
Ugh.
The only thing, never fucked.
No, just continue.
So it's Hurricane Andrew.
Yeah,
1992.
So these are real hurricanes they reference.
Yeah, Andrew was a real.
Andrew
hurricane.
Okay. was real. No, I guess the one they reference.
Andrew's bad news.
Yeah, that was really bad.
But the one they reference, Tina or something.
Tammy.
That was a real one.
Which just, I mean,
I don't. Was it?
One of them they mentioned. I swear, I've heard.
Well,
as
they
a
go
recent.
Alphabetically. They don't normally get to the T's, do they? That's
they
pretty
go
deep.
Alphabetically in a year. Because there's many.
There's a lot. They don't have yes. to be that devastating.
A lot of them
but
never
still
even
a
make
lot.
It.
Right. Yeah. But yeah. I just thought they didn't normally make it
oh,
to
yeah,
the
yeah.
No, they do. They
yeah,
do.
They can get up there. Especially
I
lately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a Hurricane
that whole,
Irma?
Whole thing.
Yeah,
was that
an
I?
Yeah.
Oh, that's,
but But I mean, there's a lot of ones that we never hear about, and it's because they're they never even come close.
Right. So this is your first clue to this movie where the truck gets stuck. The dad gets these two kids into a house.
Well, let's also stop them from bickering. The dad says, "Hey, do a plot device.
Study your
that's
going to
nag us the rest of the movie. That football plays
makes no sense
for no
None
reason
whatsoever.
No reason other than it's like, oh, this is going to be a thing.
This is going to be a thing
all the way through.
Hurricanes in 2017 go all the way from A to W.
Was there a Tammy?
Like, did we actually get to the W's? Like, they come up with names before there are hurricanes.
I'm not sure, but yeah, Tammy is on the list for 2017, coincidentally, so maybe they just picked it from that list.
It's just a lot of them don't, we don't
turn
hear
into
about
anything.
Them.
They stay out in the ocean.
What was
or
the
whatever
one that hit Puerto Rico?
Trump.
That was after the fact.
Yeah.
FEMA.
True.
Yeah. So they get everybody into the house.
Yeah.
And then the dad, in his infinite wisdom, is going to leave his
irresponsible dad ever.
Two sons. A son who's what? Six, maybe seven.
Yeah.
To the oldest, who we'll say is 11.
Sure.
In this house to go rescue his stupid ass truck.
It is the South,
I guess. I guess that's true.
I ain't going to get my truck.
Yeah. Hey, man, they got my truck stuck. All right, you boys go inside.
Go inside now.
My accent is better than
that's better than anything we heard in the movie.
Guaranteed.
Both accent and acting.
Thank you.
It wasn't a compliment, but go on.
To me, it was. I could have been in this movie.
Yes.
So the boys are inside the house, and the dad is there. He ties a wench to this. Anyway.
Yeah, we see sort of a little Rube Goldberg a moment of like, what's going to kill him? Because we know something is.
Right. I was hoping it would be the cow from Twister. Like, it comes back around.
I thought the line was going to snap and cut him in half.
Ooh, that was good. I've been all right with that.
But it's like,
so if you're going to be that movie, if you're going to be Final Destination, which you kind of are, when the stupid kid looks up in the sky and he sees the skull.
And he sees the Death Eaters.
Oh, God.
I'm like, oh, Voldemort's here.
That's what Katie said. She said, is Voldemort here? What was the
point? I was like,
it never comes back.
It does. It comes back at the end.
But I mean, it doesn't.
But there's no reason.
Yeah.
None whatsoever.
Well, I didn't see the first part because I was in the theater.
No.
But the end, I'm
okay,
like,
so he
what?
Sees it. He sees it in the beginning.
So that's a sign because that's the same one that took his dad. So it's like,
well, it's not like it's the shark from Jaws where he comes like, he's like, man, you killed my dad, I'm coming back to eat your family. The kids look outside and then here comes
a
water tower and just bowls over just squishes the dad like Looney Tunes style.
Yeah,
I was like, can you at least put like a blood splotch like on?
No, you can't because this must be PG-13, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
Tranquilizer
easily.
Dart
it's,
guns.
Yes.
Oh, don't even. I
Trank.
Would, pew pew.
Okay,
literally.
So,
pew.
If they,
yeah,
I was like, this is ridiculous.
If they know that the U.S. military are going to open live fire rounds.
They're firing real weapons. Yeah.
Don't fire the trank. Don't bring
pew,
tranks.
Pew, yeah. It does
pew,
noise.
Pew, 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 pew.
Wasn't one guy shooting a revolver with tranquilizer darts
was
in
the,
it?
I'm that like, was the main bad guy.
What?
Yeah.
He has a revolver.
That he never reloads, by the way.
No.
He shoots it.
I've never seen a revolver shoot trank
he's
darts.
He's also shooting into the guy, like, I want you to don't go back and see this movie. But if you do go see this on a whim or you pick it up like in the dollar bin at Walmart, watch when they shoot these guys, they're shooting into their vests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The needles aren't going to get past the Kevlar.
Yeah.
Those guys are going to be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. If a bullet can't get past the Kevlar.
I don't think your weenie little dart is going to make it through.
What was so weird is like when they're using the tranquilizer guns, like you kind of accept that to be, this is a way for us to still maybe kind of root for the bad guys. Like we want them to get this money. Like there's movies like that where they're committing a crime.
Den of Thieves.
Yeah. But it's like, but then by the end of the movie, the guy's so kill crazy.
He's just killing everybody.
Why did they ever pretend it was going to be something else?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking the same thing. He was like, I don't want to spill any blood.
Yeah.
Except for that guy.
Yeah.
And
now this
guy. And then that
and this guy.
And maybe
if you put
that
on
guy
that,
over there.
That wood chipper over there. It'd be all right.
Oh, and
too.
Also, the guys are like, we have to get this girl. She's the only one who knows the password. Like, do you see them just totally opening fire on the one person that knows how to get into the vault?
If you want
to
get these, this $600 million. Also, super weird that we have Den of Thieves, which is basically the
I've never seen
premise.
This plot before, and then all of a sudden there's money being destroyed.
It's basically the exact same premise.
It is exact same.
Yeah.
And I will say Den of Thieves 100 times better than this
I
movie.
Actually, I liked that movie.
Even better.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I know. Yes. Like, it got like a medium, like a solid C+. After seeing this, I was like, that's a solid B.
No, I enjoyed Den of Thieves for what it was, and now seeing this, I'm like, yeah, that's how you do it.
Back in old Den of Thieves. Also, they had a little bit of star power. So, you know, like, you know, Gerard Butler.
The other thing is, I think at this point in time, we can all accept that I don't think those sleep trank darts work that fast.
You
know, like, everybody's dropping so fast. Like, they're out before they hit the ground. They're like, ugh. And it's like,
that has to get into your bloodstream, like, right?
It should be. Is it that fast?
I don't think it's that fast.
Like, they just wiped out everybody.
Horse tranks.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And also, like, the military can't shoot any of these people, but they can point Blake just, like,
well, also,
dart you.
Like, the military are basically stormtroopers, where I'm just like, you are guarding a federal facility, and you can't hit the broadside of a barn with an assault rifle.
No. But the trank dart people are fine.
Yeah,
it's just terrible,
it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
So we're introduced to Toby Kibble, and they do this weird thing with these brothers, where they make you think they're flipped.
Hmm?
So, like,
I wasn't sure.
I thought Toby Kibble was the older brother.
Oh, I never thought that.
I
sat there like, even though they have the hair colors sort of on the other kid, on the kids, I honestly didn't know. I was like, I don't know who's who.
When you're introduced to the other brother, he kicks us, like, the brother who was studying football plays whips a football at the other Toby Kibble. And I was like, oh, well, he's the older brother.
Right.
Because he's the football guy.
Right.
And
well, apparently they're both, because they're both running plays at the end of the movie. So apparently they're both football guys. They know the exact plays, meaning they're both super into their.
But I always thought that. Yeah. He was the older brother, and I was like, why is the little brother so mad at the older
brother? Well, this is your first clue that this movie makes no sense, Joe.
Was the irresponsible dad leaving his boys.
Right, because the younger brother says, I'll never forgive you or whatever.
Right, it's your fault.
And then it's the older brother who's mad at the younger brother when they meet, and it's like, well
why are you angry?
But you were supposed to be, it was supposed to be the other way around. And it's now the younger brother is trying to save the older brother. It's like,
I wonder if they just took two scripts and just put them together and just like, we're not going to go back and reshoot that and fix it. So.
Maybe this was ghostwritten by the Fantastic Four guy.
Josh Trank.
He's getting jobs brushing up, polishing the script.
We can't put your name on the script because you're crazy pants. But can you doctor this up for us a little
bit? All of a sudden on Twitter we see my version of Hurricane Heist would have made double.
He reactivates his Twitter just to talk about Hurricane Heist. Kevin Smislake, do you want to come talk about Fantastic
Toby,
Four?
I need your help on this, brother.
All right, I'm coming in. So now we flash forward 15, 20 years. We see Toby Kibble driving a Batmobile around.
He's a storm chaser.
Yeah. He's a meteorologist.
Yeah, not a storm chaser.
Well,
one of them
storm
chasers?
Cars.
Meteorologist.
He's a meteorologist.
I'm a doctor.
Yeah, he's still a storm chaser.
It's the same thing. Yeah. So we've got the Weather Channel.
And he is driving the Tumblr.
Yeah, he is driving the Tumblr. We've got the Weather Channel are just like, hey, we got weird stuff going on in here. So
We're scared of hurricanes?
Yeah, you go look at it. He's like,
Your father died in a traumatic hurricane accident, right?
Your father got squished by a water silo.
Oh,
he's fine. You can go.
You saw Death Eater clouds, right? you seem reliable.
You've seen some stuff, man. Like, we need your help.
Yeah.
So there's
I'll do
these,
it.
All right, fine. I'll go do it.
You got PTSD, don't you?
He just goes, I don't want your life. So we've got these two characters at plot device central that, like, they start to have this back and forth. Where I'm just like, okay, so these are going to be characters we see
at a garage.
Later.
That is.
Oh no!
He's talking about the Weather Channel.
Like, whips some information and kind of gives the guy a smirk.
Yeah,
and I was like, okay, here we go. Here, like, I get it.
Yeah.
Never see them again.
The
guy in the candy bar.
Yeah, right. We see
eating
him
a candy
later.
Bar on a diet.
Yeah, hey man, are you eating that candy bar?
Oh, that's
bar
right. Let me throw this over my shoulder randomly. Like, what? That just doesn't.
He took his cue from the guy from Death Wish. He was like, oh, this is terrible.
Yeah, that's the.
So he's like,
who does that? Seriously, you're eating a candy bar when you're on a diet. Oh, that's right. And he wasn't even like, yeah, and took another bite. No, he throws it over his shoulder.
Oh, yeah. He looks at it and is just like, son of a bitch, it's a Snickers bar.
Oh, I didn't know I was eating that.
I had no idea.
The choices, it's just like
the,
so.
The nougat threw me off. I had no clue. It's like when cops throw food out the car window.
Yeah, right. Like, that doesn't. Yeah. Joke. Yeah. Oh,
let's go.
Never have I. So I was like, I will sit there for 2 minutes.
No, I will wrap it back up, put it in back in my lunchbox, then I'll go.
Unless it's an apple core banana peel. That's okay.
That's fine. It's biodegradable. Who eats banana? Look, the last thing I need as a college kid to see me eating a banana in my car. Like, I don't like that happening at all.
Don't think you pulled it out of your tailpipe. Right.
Not a euphemism.
No, I'm serious. Like, I don't.
We're not going to fall for no banana in a tailpipe.
Who is that? Who is the other guy? Not Judd Hirsch.
Yeah.
Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold.
Yeah.
And the guy with the mustache. I don't know. Who that guy is. The partner. Yeah. Right. We know who he is. Yeah.
Was he in all of them? Were they both in all of them?
I don't think.
At least the first couple.
He was in at least three.
I think so. I think they were. Because one ends up in the hospital.
Yeah.
Was he a heart attack?
It was the other one who ends up. There's a chief that ends up. I don't know.
That doesn't matter. No. Can we talk about those movies?
No.
No,
we cannot. Damn it.
No,
we've got. So he's just like, hey, man, look.
Clock's ticking, man.
Yeah.
The heist is coming.
This storm's going to be really bad. And you're just like, you're an idiot. Just go throw your drones at it.
Yeah.
He's like, I can't go to the president of the United States with your hunch. I was like, why would you go to the president with a hunch? Why would you go to the president at all?
What do you do, lab of monitors and people?
This is a meteorologist, and he says that it's going to get really bad. Like, he probably knows.
Yeah.
And he's got a couple drones. Then they say they're going to do the drones. And I'm like, oh, so it's just like
Twister. Oh, God.
Except for their DJI Pros. So
they're
I'm like,
underestimating you.
I go, those are just like... You know, drones you can pick up at Best Buy. Those things get torn apart the minute they hit.
Those were consumer phantom drones. Yeah.
I just wanted to watch.
Let me get my drones in the air.
But he talks to himself and says, they're underestimating you.
I'm like, talking to the storm. He's like, playing football at West Canaan High School may have been the best days of your life.
Oh, I just thought that's just the beginning of the writing. The first tip
it's
of
terrible.
The
eyes. It's terrible. So
I know you got a devil skull cloud just waiting to peek out at me.
He says, why can't I quit you? So now we flash forward to the police department, which is basically a police chief and five guys.
Ben Cross.
Who is that?
He's a character actor. He never really quite made it big. He played Sarek in the first Abrams Star Trek movie.
Oh. See,
he said Sarek,
and I went, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah. No,
was Donald Sutherland's character.
He's a B movie guy. He's a good actor. He just always is just.
I recognize him from the
Abrams. Never had really.
You see all these
stuff.
Trucks full of money coming through town. You get an idea.
Everybody in this town is in this heist.
There's 10
everybody.
People.
Well, yeah,
town.
And the first thing they want to do is, you know, they don't want to pay for extras. So the first thing they do is evacuate the town because we can't have a high body count.
And where the federal officer is just going to start like running over cars. Yeah. That was hilarious.
When the cops are having this conversation on the steps of the courthouse about how like, we need to evacuate this town. We got to get all these. Meanwhile, there's a massive traffic jam of people trying to get out of town.
Right.
And they're standing there.
They're standing there.
Instead of directing traffic, like, well, I think we need to get some of these people out of town. I'm
hey,
like, well,
man.
They're trying.
Yeah. If you would get your officers out there on that 2-lane highway, maybe this might move along a little
bit. Maybe if you ding-dongs weren't standing in traffic, and they could get past you.
So out in this parking lot of traffic, you see two people that are driving.
You see like three giant trucks. Semis.
But two people that are driving this truck are like the main characters, and there's this Irish guy, and then there's this
is
not Alicia Cuthbert.
Not Alicia Cuthbert and not Liam Neeson.
Yeah. So they're in a hurry to get this. They have 200 of the 600 million in their truck, and they're in a hurry, and so she just all of a sudden like starts like
smashes into like two cars, and then she backs up and she pulls into like a tobacco crop.
I'm like, first of all, you're in a huge truck. If you want to push the other car, you could, but she just starts. She just smashes into another car.
All they have to do is get out of that car. Get out of those trucks. Push that car.
Yeah.
That is disabled and off the side of the road. Ta-da!
No,
it's fixed.
Nope.
No more traffic jam.
No, she's a federal officer, federal treasury officer.
But she's got a troubled past.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah.
That's why she's on this babysitting duty.
Yeah. The line where she's just like, I got somebody killed. Can you tell me the rest of that story?
Nope.
Yeah,
that was the other thing.
And then they never do.
Can you explain?
Never tell you.
No. What did you do?
I'm not something bad.
None ya.
You better hope you never see someone die in front of your eyes.
You better hope you never see somebody get squished by a water.
I have.
But we can't write the rest of that story.
Yeah. And then he's like, I'm sorry for your loss.
And she's just like, why are you talking like that? I thought you were British.
Yeah.
So she tears through the crop and they get to the Federal Reserve.
Okay, first of all, now maybe I'm not up on my Federal Reserve trivia. Why is there a Federal Reserve in this small town?
No idea. We have one here.
But this is a podunk town. I just thought it was an odd choice for a Federal Reserve. I don't know.
I would think you'd maybe put them in larger
centralized locations.
Yeah,
but I don't know. I just thought, what is the point of having it in this town of 25 people or whatever?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Honestly, it's probably better.
Yeah,
because
I guess you can lock it down.
Maybe.
We just say that. And then all of a sudden there's a big old $600 million heist.
Yeah.
So, you know. Maybe
that everybody in the town's in on. So right, see what yeah. good that.
Maybe it wasn't the greatest of ideas. So they get there and this is okay. So she has the conversation with a guy who I thought was her boyfriend, but maybe it was just the guy. They're like, can we get Jason Isaacs for about? Can we get a guy who looks like Jason Isaacs for about 5 minutes?
It's like, is it her boss or her boyfriend?
I got the feeling that there was some sort of they used to be a thing.
Well, yes. She's been a thing with a lot of.
There's
people
a history that we will not.
I'm not
be privy to.
Yeah, yeah. With either one of them, because then she goes in and starts.
We also won't see him again.
No, never again. So she's just like, something doesn't feel right. Can you change the codes? And he was like, fine, whatever. So they change the code on the vault. This is where they realize the shredder is down.
And this is where everybody's walking around using full-size iPads for cameras.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's like...
Like, do you not have a mini?
Like, what is this, a dance recital?
I know. I was like,
ugh. Yeah, you're right.
The worst is Disney World when you're trying to take pictures and there's someone in front of you with an iPad going like this.
You're like, oh. You know. Just because it's bigger, the camera's not better.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You can still do it on your phone, you know, but whatever.
That's fine.
I think maybe my favorite point in the movie, it comes pretty early in, is when the guy quotes Mark Twain.
Yes. Yeah.
And her response to him was
what
like,
does she say?
She says something to the effect of like, we don't have time for your poetry.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, Mark Twain wasn't a poet.
Yeah,
right?
Thank you. That bothered the hell out of me. I'm like, I don't think anybody would ever consider him a poet.
Yeah,
did he write poetry?
No.
I didn't think he did.
Not his thing.
I mean, he's a great, writer. Maybe one of the best ones America's ever produced. Certainly not trying to take away from Mark Twain, especially coming from the state of Missouri.
Right, correct.
Right?
Yeah,
it's like,
but he's not a poet.
We ain't got much here. We've got Mark Twain, Vincent Price and Nelly, right? So, like, that's pretty much it.
That's about it. James Gunn.
Okay.
Yeah.
John Hamm.
Marsha Mason.
Jenna Fisher.
Mark Goodman.
You mean John Goodman?
I said John Goodman.
Did you say Mark?
Marsha Mason.
Oh, yeah. Maybe they.
I was like, Mark Goodman from MTV?
I know John Goodman's name, trust me.
Yeah, but that's true. She did. We ain't got time for your poetry.
Like, poetry? Yeah.
And also, it's not his.
Yeah.
He didn't write that.
Yeah. He's quoting Mark Twain, famed not poet.
Right. Yeah. So
So
we've got like, now we've got people working on a cell tower who are like, I was like, well, you're bad guys. I don't know what
Clearly.
You're doing, but you're bad
They're
guys.
In the middle of a hurricane hacking a cell tower. They're bad guys.
The good guys don't do that. The good guys go in the middle of a hurricane and pull it off.
Well, I tell you who definitely doesn't do it. The telephone company.
That's also true.
They're not going to be there.
Yeah.
The hurricane coming? We're sorry. There will be an outage.
You're good.
Yeah. They won't fix it when the weather's good.
Yeah.
It's like, well, obviously that's not the right. Those aren't the right people.
They're just like, look, man, we got the best, their best shot. They're never going to come out here and fix this thing. We got all kinds of time in the world.
Yeah.
So we get to the reserve and she's like, this is the line that I sent in our group where I was like, I need to remember this line, where she makes a crack about like the guy who's running this Federal Reserve. It's obvious they were a thing at one point, she makes a comment about his drinking, and he was like, look, I got enough stuff going on. I don't need you running your mouth. And she was like, hey, hey, let's keep it professional. And I was like, bitch, you just brought up his drinking habits in front of, like, people who you think are supposed to be consultants and other people in the military. Like, you aren't professional. That's the opposite of professional. Yeah.
She's ridiculous, and her character completely changes. So when they're in the truck and she's delivering these
terrible lines.
And, yeah, I thought she was, like, Sonya from Mortal Kombat. You know, she reminded me of, like, you know, the...
Bridget...
the teacher
Bridget
from Billy
Sampras.
Madison that was...
Mrs. Pete Sampras.
Oh, yeah, Pete Sampras' wife. Yeah, you know, at first she looks with a hat. Well, she's got an Ohio State cap, but it kind of reminded me of that Sonya from Mortal Kombat, and she's a badass. And then once they get out into the hurricane, she's just different, you know? Like, she's not as wisecracking or whatever. I don't know. It's just
weird... Also, I mean, she does fire a gun outside of a... Like, hanging outside of a car. That was kind of cool. Well, that's about it.
Yeah. So yeah, clearly something's up. The consultants come in, and one's got tattoos all over him, which one of these guys kind of spots and is like, So you know what I mean? Like,
I also feel like in today's day and age, though,
I was like, is that really mean?
Is that
anything?
Really mean anything anymore?
Everybody's got tattoos,
yeah,
but not on their hands like that. Like, they even show it in the camera. Like, that doesn't look like a suited professional worker. Like, he has like skulls.
Yeah, they're
and weird.
They're not well disguised villains. Yeah.
You mean the cocktail dress didn't give it away?
And then
here come the consultants, and you're like, okay, well,
she's somebody's girlfriend in this movie, or the producer's movie. I'm telling you right now.
Look, man, we can get her in this movie. She's the Kate Capshaw of this movie.
Because I mean, she was pretty, but that's about it.
That's about
pretty bad.
Well, that too. Yeah.
So, okay, so they're working on fixing the shredder. The generator goes out.
Right, they can't shred these millions, so they got to lock them in the vault while the shredder's getting repaired.
So Maggie Grace, she's like, "Who fixes this thing?" And they're like, "Oh, the local tow guy. can also fix the generator." And she was like, "Great,
he's got a federal contract."
Right.
Yeah, so, this guy filled out the ROP or RFP for this.
And then she hides her iPad after locking the money in the vault, changing the password, so now they can't hack it because it has a new crazy 50-character password or whatever. She hides her iPad under the money, which never becomes a plot point except to say Hot was here the whole time. But like, it never was captured you and we can steal your... Like,
Is the code on the iPad?
Yes.
Why would they put a code on an iPad?
Why would she go back? Why would she just say, hey, I hit an iPad over there. There's the pass key. I'm out.
Goodbye.
Yeah. Who loves their job this much, by the way, too? Yeah. What I'm saying
is... Well, she wants to redeem herself.
I get that. But it's like...
It's a stretch.
They are risking their lives to the fullest extent of risking your life. And it's like...
To save money that's going to get thrown away.
Right.
This isn't your money.
She's
like,
the guy on the iPad just like, this is your last shot. Like, that money's your responsibility.
Right.
All right. Well, there's a hurricane coming, so...
I just thought it was interesting. I'm like, okay, they hid the iPod there. I mean, that's Chekhov's gun. It's going to come up. It never comes up to retrieve.
Can I tell you
There's a lot of Chekhov guns.
I wish this was an iPod. Like, it would have only made this movie even better if they were just like... If it wasn't an iPad. Like, they just had the code on an iPod. And they're just like... I was here all the time.
An iPod Nano.
They're just like, how does that work? Yeah. It's an iPod Shuffle.
Shuffle, a little square.
I wish it was on a Post-it.
That they accidentally shuffled.
It's on the guy's back.
It was sitting there the whole time, right there on the laptop.
Oh, you doofus.
Underneath his keyboard.
It's on the monitor.
That's just such an office thing to do. The password's underneath the keyboard. Yes.
Yes.
We've obviously worked in offices.
Yeah.
Because that's such a real thing. It really is.
So she goes out and the storm's coming. She goes, the two brothers are now at the Rutledge tow salvage generator fixing
giant
garage.
Yeah, most garages. I was like, this is like a two-story garage.
It is a two-story garage.
Pretty substantial.
And he's got like an apartment in it.
The rent is you know... I guess it's cheap there.
I guess a town of that size.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's a small town, and this building is like a third of it.
Yeah.
It's one half of a quarter.
Well, he's a tow truck generator repairman. I mean,
he
wears
many
former football star.
Military man.
You know, panty stealing, I guess.
Oh, yeah,
I
the panty.
Know.
Well, like, that's, I mean, I'm pretty sure she left him there.
That's fair.
Cheetah, her leopard. What was her name?
I don't know.
It was like
cougar,
jaguar, or something.
Yeah,
it was.
Oh yeah, all right.
We're
yeah.
assuming that she was a dancer of yeah. some sort,
an exotic dancing professional.
So I thought he was referencing her car.
No, that's her name because she's a.
No,
her name okay. was a stripper.
I was like, I don't know. She drove in here in a Jaguar. I don't know.
But would it be gross if they held up the panties and they had like stains on them? Like
that would have been funny.
Like they were clearly a new pair. Like you know, cause it was
like
a movie,
the
but.
Like the what was the DJ Qualls in
yeah.
What was that movie?
I know what you're talking
about. Road Trip.
Yeah.
Road Trip. My God, what'd you do? Kill a cheetah? So he's just like, they're going to board up the shop. And then
board up the windows.
Maggie Gray shows up and she was like, hey, are you the guy? And he was like, yup. He's like, let's go. He's like, okay. So they go to the Federal Reserve. At this point, it's already been taken over, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they pull up and they see
right.
something's not right.
Something's not right.
Oh, there's a bunch of people laying around.
No, there's no people. They're all gone.
The glass is broken.
The glass is all smashed guards. Out.
Yeah, something's not right.
So she starts to go in and then they come out. Two of the bad guys come out and come talk to her. All of a sudden, this guy is a expert driver.
Well, he's a military
stunt
guy.
Driver.
He is a military guy, so I get with Army training. Yeah. That's
if he's a military sure. guy, sure. why didn't he cut those giant-ass chains instead of the chain-link fence?
Yeah. Well, why did they have an electrified fence inside? This
I don't
building?
Know. But if you
that
go,
was
like,
ridiculous. I'm like, what?
So they get in. They capture the.
Have you ever seen an indoor electric fence?
It
ever.
It struck me as odd. It's
it is
like,
definitely
it
an indoor
like
electric
that
fence.
You need to put inside.
I'm pretty sure you don't put electric fences indoors, where possibly if something
yeah.
touched it, it would. Yeah. Cause a spark or a, I mean,
I
the main yeah. reason you have those is
it's
not
for
animals.
It's for livestock.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
You know,
there was
is,
livestock in that thing.
It is for
it was just
for
soldiers.
I don't
but,
think
you
that
know,
was.
It's for like you know, it's keeping animals away.
Yeah,
right.
It wasn't a jail cell. It was a makeshift jail cell. Yeah. But it's like, why did that exist? It was just so weird.
No, it was an indoor electric.
Yeah, it made no
it
sense.
Like, why not?
So he couldn't touch it, or so he'd get blown away like Timmy on the Timmy.
Yeah.
One, two.
Yeah.
Okay, so she gets away. Mm-hmm. He gets captured. They know that he's the guy that can fix the generator, so he's not working on the generator at all. Like, he's just mucking around, and he tries to get the military guys out. So if you look at
he's
that,
just
well,
he's
working
hammer,
on it, and he gets
he's
it back
on.
The
hammer
right.
on metal when they open
he's
the
like,
door.
Ding, ding,
dun,
ding,
dun,
ding.
Dun, I'm on it.
Like in Hot Rod when the girl comes over and Andy Samberg wants to pretend that he's working on the engine and he's hitting it with a hammer to look busy. Oh,
so if you look at that, there's a scene where he's not cutting. He's cutting the chain link fence so they can get out.
Okay.
But if you look on the camera, there's a whole. It looks like the like how they got them locked into this thing. Is with a giant chain and a padlock.
Right.
Like, you just cut the one.
If he would just cut the one link, the whole thing falls apart and the door opens.
Or just give him the cutters.
That's what I thought. He's going to go
leave.
And let them.
Oh,
yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
Like, here, like he's going to stand there. And the problem is that he's standing there. Ding, 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 ding. Hold on. And they see it.
Right. Yeah.
Where I'm like, well, why did you just
but also,
hand those to him and go about your business not working on the generator?
Wouldn't when you cut the fence, wouldn't that cut the current?
I don't know how they
no.
work. But I don't
why?
Think the movie makes
like,
sense.
If you cut, if you, if you're cutting,
no.
like.
No, because
no.
it's electrifying
no.
them all,
the, all. They're
all
connected.
Interlinked.
Yeah.
But if you, even if you
have two wires,
no,
yeah,
it's,
they're
it's
all.
It's not a bomb.
It's electric and it's metal, and so they're all electrified.
Let me okay. just snip one of these, and we'll be okay.
Click. Okay, I'm no. good to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, if you cut the red wire.
Maybe, yeah, then it's okay.
The blue wire, no.
What do you think this is? Christmas lights?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
God, it's all out now.
Thank God
worst,
for the
worst,
new Christmas lights.
Worst
though.
Christmas lights.
The new Christmas lights, you can.
It does not happen.
That's no. amazing.
Yeah.
I've lost count how many times my dad be like, well, these are worthless.
Yep.
Guess we're buying new lights.
That's why they do it.
Yeah, yeah right. Yeah.
That's how they get you.
So Maggie Grace and Toby Kibble end up like hooking up, like not in a fun way. And they're just driving around.
Driving around in the Tumbler.
You're a big Toby Kibble fan.
I like Toby Kibble a lot. Like, I think the guy.
I don't
guy,
know why.
Because, like, I was a huge.
He really
I,
likes that Black Mirror.
I love that
no,
Black Mirror.
I'm like, he hasn't been in that much stuff.
He's really
like,
good in Rock and I liked him in Rock and Rolla. I liked him in that Black Mirror episode. There was something else I saw him in that he was good in. Yeah.
Well, and it wasn't this.
It wasn't yeah. this. Yeah. So they're driving. Like,
hold on. I have to go pee. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I have to tinkle.
Yeah.
It would actually be a step in the right direction.
That would, yeah.
For this
I'm
movie.
Like, what a weird scene.
Oh,
I'm like,
man, are you
usually
hungry?
You don't see people go pee in a movie. Like, you know, obviously people go to the bathroom, but you don't see it and stop a scene for it. Like, that was so unnecessary.
That scene in Jumanji is really funny.
No, that's a great, there's a great reason for that. Right. But I'm saying, like, it was just
and then
a
weird. And the whole, like, he has his lunches all labeled, and she's
that's
like,
fine.
You his like Monday, butter. You nerd? Oh, no, 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 no.
Well, I didn't understand
he's got,
that.
Like, 6 days of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches all labeled in his non-refrigerated compartment.
Yeah.
What's that jelly sandwich 7 days from now going to taste like?
Also, peanut butter I get, but jelly,
she goes,
a little weird.
Is this, what is, she, is this Jif?
Skippy. Or,
he's like, no.
Oh, God, product placement galore.
I'm a Skippy guy.
Who talks about peanut butter brands in a movie?
Who can tell the difference in taste?
Nobody.
I can, but...
Peter Pan.
You don't talk
so
about it in
there's
the...
Peter Pan peanut butter, and there's everything else.
Like, oh, those are the, no.
Yes.
Skippy. No,
I mean, I hear
Skippy
you.
Skippy natural.
But it tastes like peanuts.
Crunchy Jif natural.
See? Everyone, a lot of people can tell the difference, but you don't in a movie. It had to have been
but
crunchy.
She was also like, yeah, crunchy. I'm not a bit, no way.
Yeah. I used to be a crunchy
loaded
guy.
Loaded up.
I used to be crunchy. Ugh. I'm creamy now.
Yeah.
Whipped.
Mm, okay.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
you are.
Oh, you don't even know, bro.
I don't want to take up anybody else's time talking about this.
So
you are what you eat.
You are what you eat.
Dan has crunchy.
I got
creamy.
Whipped. It's true. Never mind. But then they get into another just like a 3 minute discussion about Smucker's jelly.
And she
was like Smucker's jelly. He's like on the nose.
Who?
That's right.
What peanut butter company owns Smucker's? Because whichever one it is, it's the one
Smucker's
they mentioned.
Them.
But I'm saying,
do you remember when Smucker's? Like,
I doubt there's two branding in one sentence.
When
there's
they, when they put
the same company
Smucker's and like they put jelly and peanut butter.
It was
in
the peanut
thing.
Butter,
and it's one of those things where you're looking at, you're like
Goofy Grape.
That's genius.
That was Goofy Grape.
Was it? It's disgusting.
It's the beginning of the downfall of America.
Yeah,
that's what it
or
was.
Or Fluffernutter peanut butter.
What's
marshmallow.
That?
Peanut butter. Marshmallow. It's actually way better than you think. It is.
You gotta give it a different name than Nutter.
Well, that's
peanut butter.
Well,
as if Nutter isn't bad enough.
Fluffer.
Fluffer on the front end.
It's Fluffer.
Put that down. Put it down.
Just keep going. I just want to finish this.
So, like,
can we get to the hurricane?
We're here. So the hurricane is upon us.
Oh, it's been upon us the whole time.
That's
the thing. It's like
it's always kind of in the background.
There's no sense of
urgency.
Urgency.
None whatsoever for anybody.
Yeah, but then we find out, at some point, we do find out, like, they're going to vacate.
They're going to escape.
The plan is to
escape
through the eye.
Right.
Which is like, I don't think hurricanes are quite as accommodating as this. It's going to go one way, and it's the way we need to go. Yeah.
And it will be on the highway that we need to drive to.
Like, I don't think hurricanes, as we know from the massive evacuation, which was a good idea, of Miami,
right?
They don't just go on path the way you want.
You can't be like, hey, hurricane, can you please just go down this highway at 20 miles an hour? That would be great.
Like, it doesn't work like this, but okay.
What peanut butter do they talk about?
Jif and Skippy.
Jif and Skippy.
Smucker's owns Jif.
Ah.
Okay.
Jif's
like, no, you mentioned both of us. It's Skippy.
Yeah.
It's Jif and Smucker's. You know, it's not one.
Yeah.
One or the other. It's both of us. So this entire time, like, you've got Kibble and Grace, and they are, like...
I don't even know what they're doing anymore. I kind of forgot.
They're not doing anything.
They're driving around.
They're just trying to get in there and save the day. They're trying to find the cell phone tower.
So in the Batmobile, he's got, like, the radar equipment to figure out... He's like,
but
oh,
the dish,
man,
the
they,
dish
just
gets
put, they just put two cell phone towers in this town, so it's got to be coming from either one of them. This town just entered the 1990s.
Does this vehicle have anything that can read the cell towers? Well,
do I?
That's funny because they work. It emits the same kind of frequency as a hurricane, so apparently.
So as they're starting to crack the code, they have to rehack the federal thing. They're about to get the code to get the $600 million.
Yeah, it's like a 60-digit code or combo thing or something.
So they decide to destroy the town. Toby Kibble pulls off the cell phone tower that also destroys the one movie theater in this entire town is now gone because he's...
Were they watching Twister there?
They should have been
a good...
It should have been. Yeah. Wizard of Oz. Yeah. Something.
And then he just said, I'm sorry, I don't think we're in Kansas anymore. Yeah.
I'm just, like, Twister is such a fun movie where I love that scene with the cow. I think it's another cow. I don't think it's the same. I think it's the same one.
Rest in peace, Bill Paxton.
I will say
that. But it's fun.
It is of the moment and of the time. And I remember it being like this.
It was like Twister and Volcano and
Dante's Peak.
Dante's Peak.
Oh, yeah. Both of those are terrible, too.
Yeah, no, those are bad.
But I remember when it came out and it was like this massive.
That's not your video recovery, is it?
No.
Okay, good.
No. No. Trust me. Mine is.
That was when Helen Hunt was still a thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So somehow, okay. So they say they get into a fight with the, so they go to the sheriff and the sheriff's like, come on in. Oh, by the way, I'm a bad guy too. Just like, yeah. Dang it. Also, can you at least teach actors how to hold a shotgun? I don't ask for much, but like when you put the stock under your armpit,
right?
It's not going to work.
Yeah.
You're going to fire like into the ceiling because there's too much kickback. And he's like holding it with like one hand. It looked like he had like one hand on the muzzle and then like the other part tucked under his arm. I'm just like, what are you doing?
Well, he's a Quaker, so yeah, you know, he's got that musket.
First time he picked that one up.
Firing muskets in that small town. That's
so they use their brains somehow and they get away from the sheriff. They shoot the sheriff.
But did they shoot the deputy?
They did later.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes, yeah, so then we find out like pretty much the entire police force is on
the six guys that they have are you know, all bad guys. So there's now they're just being chased around in this town that has to be
now they stretch the movie to
feet,
its running time. Yeah.
Which you know what? I will give them credit for making it an hour and a half.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah,
oh my god! This was only an hour and a half. It felt like 3.5 hours.
It was an hour and 42 minutes.
Was it really?
Gone with the Wind felt slow.
No, it was an hour and 42 minutes, and there was way too many previews before this movie started.
I got there 15 minutes late and didn't miss a single of movie.
Yeah.
Like
20 minutes standard.
The Marcus thing was just coming off.
Yeah,
the
Marcus 20 minutes. You can
like
clockwork.
Yep.
By the time they're done with their CEO greeting you, it's about 21, 22.
How much longer are we going to put up with that crap?
I guess they do it every all the time. Yeah.
So our characters are running around this town that's got to be 100 square feet, tops, because we keep seeing the same stuff.
So
over
basically,
and over.
They're trying to get the girl so she can unlock the safe. They think she has the code in her head or on her or whatever. They're trying to get her. She's the only one with the code.
Yeah.
So the guys are driving after her with machine guns trying to kill her. And they're like, do whatever you want with the
meteorologist. Can I tell you my favorite part of the movie right now?
Please.
Okay. So
hopefully it's the end.
It's not. Toby Kibble, like, finds a bag of hubcaps.
Okay, why is there a fishing net of hubcaps?
I don't know, but it was just like, that's so ridiculous.
That was
ridiculous.
My question. That's my favorite part of the movie. Fisherman's net full of hubcaps that breaks open, and he starts flinging them like frisbees.
Yeah,
on earth?
That he starts whipping those things like he's some sort of ninja.
Yeah.
That's a cool kill. What I'm saying is, why was there a fishing net full of hubcaps? Please tell me what the purpose of that was.
Alabama.
What more do you want to know?
What more do you know?
Okay, fair enough.
Alabama.
We'll, we'll leave it at that.
So they're in the middle of this fight, and Toby Kibble like tears down this fish net full of tub caps, and he's just whipping them like into the wind, and they're going so fast. They impale a dude, and I was like, that was cool.
That's a cool kill. That's fine.
That was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
It'll never happen,
right.
But it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then
and hubcaps usually plastic too, so kudos.
This is
to
where
him.
We get the Die Hard reference, where the guy's like, "He killed my brother.
Yeah,
no, I will kill him too."
No, except for they're
not. No,
yeah,
no. Well, the guys
they don't. They're not Austrian.
No, I think they were Austrian in Die Hard, weren't they?
No,
I mean he was German, but
I don't know. Anyway, clock's ticking.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So. They end up kidnapping. They get Maggie. There's a big. So I had to go pee. So by the time I came back, Toby Kibble was like up on his car, and his brother was picking him up, like on a boat.
Yep.
So I don't know what happened.
He got a speedboat. We don't know either. Right, he just pulls up and he's like, "I'm in a boat."
Nothing really happened. Nothing happened. Okay. Well, they did. So did you see them escape from the mall?
Oh,
I love. Okay. I'm a huge fan of Dawn of the Dead. I love mall stuff when you can go crazy, and I wish they would have done something
Shout
there.
Shout out to
but
our friend Andy Triefenbach.
It is some
One night only in April. He got Dawn of the Dead for Late Night Grindhouse.
Nice. But I'm like, oh, they're going to go crazy in the mall with like using all the weapons they find.
With
stuff.
Zombies.
Yeah. No.
And like, there's never been a better time to do crazy stuff in a mall because there you can't swing a dead cat without finding an abandoned one.
Right. Right.
Like, if you're like, hey, you're going to tear this mall down anyway, let me go crazy.
Yep. Well,
that's what the Blues Brothers. That's what the Blues Brothers.
Exactly.
That's what they're
going
to do.
Small town has a sizable mall. So
for Mall Rats too.
Yeah.
It was Die Hard in a mall. They found like an old. He's like, can we just blow this up at the end? They're like, yeah, go for it. It never happened, but that was the plan.
So
there's some sort of weird hurricane version of backdraft.
Yeah, but he also has it on his watch, so he knows exactly when to blow the windows.
Yeah.
Something about the pressure, the atmospheric pressure.
He was gauging the barometric pressure, and that would have dropped.
Because it's sealed inside.
He probably, I mean.
Well, it was like a fishing store. It was like he was in a sporting goods store.
Yeah.
So he was using like the GPS equipment or whatever to, I think, just update that information from a central.
Sure.
Yeah, that's
just I don't think the watch had like a thermometer on it. It was
did.
Sensing it. I'm thinking the watch is like getting the data.
I'm with you.
It's not
They montage up and suddenly they've got
harnesses
and there's some steel cable.
I enjoyed this. Like, I wish there was more crazy stuff because I'm like, okay, they just flew out of the mall thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it was ridiculous. And then people are flying out all the bad.
It's so weird because,
I'm like, okay.
It's so like, I hesitate to say that it's grounded in reality. But for the most part, like, it's been grounded in reality.
Oh, yeah.
Until this part.
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden they're getting beamed up
into
the hurricane.
Okay, yeah, that's
awesome.
They
shoot out the glass that the hurricane did not wipe out.
No, no, but
the
flare
hurricane,
gun
hurricane, no. But then the flare gun, it shoots out all this glass and then all of the people get sucked out.
And I'm like, you're telling me that if you are in the middle of a hurricane on some kind of a line and it's going crazy up there, you can somehow pull yourself back inside?
Absolutely
I'm like,
not.
No, no but I'm no. like.
The debris would have killed.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And if it didn't, because you see
the lack of oxygen would have too. Right?
Or when you then have to do a bungee jump without a bungee, because
it pulls
them up and they're strapped in, and then when the pressure reacclimates, they're just going to fall.
It's on a cord that
doesn't have give.
This was the other Die Hard reference where like they go through the side, like they go on the side of the building and then they come crashing through the window. And I was like, I swear to God, if those little line thingies break off and they get sucked out, I'm going to be pissed. This is the pee scene where he's like, oh man, I got to pee. And she's like, oh, me too.
That's okay. Cause we're where we need to be.
Yeah.
Yay!
Okay. She gets caught by the bad guys.
Also, I don't know. I'm just a question I had. So he says, these are 150-mile-an-hour winds, and they're out there walking around. I mean, if they can blow cars.
We were promised 600-mile-an-hour winds.
Well, that's at the end. But right now, you know, he's at least they're 150 at one point. But
okay.
They move cars, but the people can walk.
That town is gone, right?
What do you mean?
Well,
wiped out?
There's no town left.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, everyone that lived there was in on the heist, so, I mean.
They're all bad guys.
Yeah. So.
So she gets caught. She goes back, and then she's just like, I'm not giving you the codes. She's like, you give me the codes or I'm going to kill that guy.
I'm going to throw him in the chipper.
So she does, and she pulls out the iPad from the
money. It was here all the time, you big jerk. And he was like, I'm not a jerk. And I was like, what is happening in this movie?
That guy is at 11.
Holy guacamole.
That guy with his yelling and
Not Liam Neeson?
Not Liam Neeson.
Yeah.
Yeah. He goes from 0 to 11.
Yeah.
This is the guy that like 20 minutes ago was like, let's not hurt anybody.
A pacifist. Yeah. And now he's walking around in a duster.
Yeah.
He does change his clothes.
When did he pick up a duster
just in case,
and look like he was in the Old West?
Just in case I become a villain.
Yeah.
I need a second set of clothes.
I need to have, right.
It's like,
he went from wearing a
little Irish cap.
Right.
And quoting Mark Twain to being a duster.
He was the Jean Reno.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden
that's exactly what I thought, other than he wasn't French, but I'm like, he's not Jean Reno.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So she's like, fine, I'll let you in. So she lets him in into the safe. And then, of course, he kills the other guy anyway,
like, well, just for no reason. Like, this pacifist just kills
him. A guy that he has known, we assume, for a while. Like, we assume that they're doing drops at this building for a while.
And I also want to point out, so meanwhile, while they were trying to pursue her, the hackers are hacking the code. And they got it down to the last two, which is why they destroyed the tower.
The last spot.
So, and they know that it's a two-digit integer.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, there's 99 options.
Well, what I thought is the Federal Reserve, there's got to be a lockout period.
They did. That's they said there's a lockout period. That's, but yeah, you're just like, one, no.
Because he does two, a whole no, thing on a three, notepad no, where he.
Oh, one. Oh, two. Oh, three. Got
he,
it.
He has a whole algorithm on a yellow legal
no,
pad
know,
where
I
he's
know.
Trying
I was just
to,
like.
I thought on. The same thing, too, though, before I was like, well, there's got to be a lockout. I'm like, well, there's you're at the last one, right? Yeah. So, yeah.
This is. That's so weird because that's another Die Hard reference.
That is just.
What?
Like, so when in Die Hard, like. The black dude is drilling through the things, and he's like, this is as far as I, until you get the power turned off, I can't go any farther.
Right.
So it's the same premise, right? Like, there's all these different steps they have to go through. He's like, but I can't go any farther until you get us this code. And they're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, well, we're at the 2-minute warning of 60 minutes
fair
to
enough.
Suck.
So.
Yes.
All right. I'll just,
all truck right. chase. So yeah. there's a truck chase.
So they right. load
so
up all the
they,
trucks.
They load up all the trucks. The military guy apparently has a massive surplus of weapons that he just like he does the whole death wish thing
the
where
brother
he knocks out, the brother yeah
he has an arsenal
so they go
yeah again Alabama go
and,
on
which, you know
and
what,
that
was and
the,
he
actually
says
his
that.
Excuse
he's yeah. like I'm an Alabamian or yeah whatever
yeah. I'm an Alabamian
Alabamite
Alabamite yeah. what is it
I
would guess
don't
Alabama
care.
Don't care so
roll tide
so this is a Fast and the Furious thing they're in the yeah. pickup truck they jump onto one. Toby Kibble jumps onto one truck.
Yeah, they're in the eye.
This meteorologist that is not an ex-army guy.
Yeah. Right. Correct.
Is doing all this stuff. Just,
I will say,
I just wanted
that
it's a good scene.
That first jump from the car to the truck
cool.
is the best moment in the entire movie.
With Toby yeah. Kibble or the brother?
I don't remember.
Yeah. The second, the first guy or the second guy?
Well, the first,
the very
guy
first,
drags.
Yeah. The yeah. very first, like, when yeah. they're trying to get to, like, that I was just
good.
Like, holy cow!
Yeah,
that like
good.
That,
yeah.
that was good.
That's and, a straight Fast and Furious.
Yeah. Oh, this whole scene.
Oh, I mean, it's not like they invented that. I mean, they've
no,
been doing that
no,
since
no,
cowboy
no.
movies, but not with trucks, but with stagecoaches.
right.
But it's just variation.
It was
on
very
theme.
Good.
I mean, it's not. I mean, you see it in Raiders of the Lost Ark. But,
that's right.
right.
They do.
But it. That, but this truck scene
it's
at the
fine.
End was,
all this
yeah.
is fine.
Was solid.
Yeah.
Like,
it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is where the money went.
Yeah.
So they're. They take out the one truck.
And they're in the eye of the hurricane
this
to
is,
escape.
This is also where...
But the hurricane's coming on them.
This is
it's
also
right
where,
behind them.
Where tattoo guy and cocktail waitress lady are literally having sex. Like in, I'm like, why are...
While they're driving.
Can
yeah,
you just get away from
yeah.
the hurricane?
Yeah, who let them drive?
Right. So they take out those two. Then they move to the second truck. And they, this is the truck that Maggie Grace is in. They get that truck taken care of.
So they,
this
they
is
have
where,
two of the three trucks,
right?
Now.
And no one sees any of this going on around
no,
them. And
right,
their side
no.
mirrors, no one.
You
sees
You wouldn't think
anything.
To look back at the nope. giant hurricane behind you. Like, oh, by the
one
way,
one of the trucks goes off the road.
yes,
somehow like drifts and doesn't flip over.
Yeah,
drifts goes against a wall. Like, there's no way it wouldn't
no.
have tipped. Goes back on the road, and not Jean Reno. Still at this point, has not seen that whole thing go
no.
down.
No, he's not paying any attention.
And then he looks behind him, and
so
then
they do like the football play where they squish the truck in the middle.
Oh,
yeah.
Also,
they
this whole movie,
do a legit football play because they say
catch 22 yeah. flea flicker.
Boo, ding dong.
During this entire movie, they are yelling at each other outside during a hurricane and somehow understanding.
Everybody,
one
yeah.
another.
Everybody. Yeah.
During a hurricane,
you everybody. Couldn't understand just driving.
No,
yeah.
No. So Jean Reno gets swept off. The truck gets taken away. The second truck yeah. gets taken away. Our heroes are driving off into the sun. So the further you get
and
away,
then it just stops after they see
Voldemort. It dissipates because
yeah, right there,
and we see Voldemort in the sky again.
Oh yeah.
See, I hadn't seen the opening, yeah. so I
He's
saw
like,
this.
Not today, Voldemort.
I thought this was just random. The first time you see
no,
that skull,
no.
but think about that for me.
Yeah.
We're just
like, what was
like,
the point of that?
It, honestly, seeing it the first time,
it is just random.
Doesn't help.
No, totally. But like, at least it was a reference to something. I am just like,
yeah.
wait, hold on. Out of
right.
nowhere, there's a magical.
So then. She's like, we got $200 million in unmarked bills. We can go to Mexico. And the one boy's like, yeah.
I thought
yeah.
they were seriously setting this up.
I was
for,
like, please do.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
Take this and your movie to Mexico.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that's how it ends.
And then she's like, no, I'm
just
kidding.
Ya hooligans.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Oh, and then it just ended.
And
I was
ends.
Like, you're kidding.
Yeah, they just drive off.
And they all kind of look at it like, oh, okay.
So...
So you know, it is with them having faces of two people who are like, maybe we could try to convince her.
Yeah.
Maybe we can offer and
yeah,
take this $200 million.
Because I am like, well, why don't you, though?
That's the thing. It's like you could all be dead.
Yeah.
They're never going to find you.
And that part of the country would be in such disarray,
yeah.
you know,
like,
for
I
a
guess.
Few days. You could
You could absolutely do.
There's no reason.
I guess they'd have to have their passports on them.
Yeah, but and they're also they're not going to be able to drive.
You could get yourself some new passports
with that. But
yeah. What if in the end her boss is just like, "Yeah, good job, whatever." Like she doesn't get her old job back. She doesn't really get.
Well, no, she lost. Like, eh. She lost $400 million.
They were going to throw it away.
They were going to get the red off my ledger.
She got it shredded. I just mean, what if they're like, "Good job, agent,"
but it didn't. It didn't really. It just got sucked up, and so it's that money's
still
landing
out there
somewhere.
I would be willing to bet that in a hurricane, though, the notes get destroyed.
Maybe. I don't know. U.S. currency is pretty.
Yeah, maybe.
Unless you physically, like, I've seen.
I mean, you've put money through the laundry, and it comes out fine.
Working in retail, I've seen some dollar bills where I was like, "How is that even still together?" And you don't can that to me. Just leave that on the counter. I'll get that later. Gross. It came out of your
bra. Just burning that.
Yeah. You know what? Your movie's free. Don't worry about it. Just take that away.
So, Dan, do you have a video recovery for us?
Yeah. And I was trying to think of, like, what would this be equitable to? And because I honestly felt like this was a Sci-Fi Channel movie.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
For sure.
Totally.
It is. Yeah, absolutely.
Just with a way better budget and slightly better actors.
Yeah. I was better.
Oh yeah, I think these are better than sci-fi.
Slightly
quality.
Better, like they're. It's definitely B movie. Yes. I mean, this is like, this is a movie that because video stores are no longer a thing, they can't do direct to video the way they would have. This would have been a direct to video movie.
Absolutely.
So this movie. So I was perusing last night, knowing it's a spring forward and all that, and so I stumbled upon Blast Vegas. Which doesn't even make sense because it should be Blast.
Can
Vegas?
I tell you
because it's Las Vegas?
Nine
not
times
Las
out of
Vegas,
ten
but...
times out of ten, you will say a movie. I was like, no, I've totally seen that movie. This is the first time in 300 plus episodes
Blast
where I've
Vegas.
Never heard of this movie.
This was on the Sci-Fi Channel, and it stars Frankie Muniz.
Oh my God!
Wow.
And Barry Bostwick.
Have you been on a Barry Bostwick kick?
Has
recently?
No. He's in his movie, and he plays like an old lounge singer, and he walks around the whole movie with a martini glass. I'm pretty sure it's full. I'm pretty sure he's not acting
or not full.
And he actually does add something to the movie. Like he's not in this movie.
Does he wear a skin tight jumpsuit?
He's not. Nah, he's very loungy looking, but he's in his own movie. This movie, it's weird. It opens up with a scene with Joe Dante and John Landis are two guys who I don't know why, and they're two guys
they're
who
buddies,
basically
though, right?
Yeah, I think so. They hold up a like a FedEx truck that's delivering an ancient Egyptian sword to a casino that's not the Luxor, They're going to hold it up, but then they try to steal it, and an evil Egyptian sandstorm shows up. And
so it's the mummy.
And takes them away, and the sword lands, and the guy, I guess, delivers it to the casino, and we never see what happens. Anyway, so it's these frat boys and it's frat girls, and they're all at the casino, and the guys decide they're going to steal the sword, and there's something like, it's sort of like a reverse Excalibur. It's like whoever's worthy, stick it in the ground. Kind of thing. So they steal the sword that's just out in the middle of the casino floor.
Not behind glass.
And they No. They steal it. Okay. And they stick it in the ground, and then an evil sandstorm and a giant hurricane shows up, but it's a hurricane made out of these giant, like, there's cobras everywhere for some reason. Also. And then like a sand cobra storm that flies around through the air.
Snakes in a rain.
Yeah. It's a massive storm, you know, apocalyptic storm, taking down buildings left and right, casino building. It makes no sense.
None whatsoever. And how old is Frankie Muniz in this?
Oh, this is when he's older.
42.
This is 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
On the upside for him, he doesn't remember doing it.
That's
right,
true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's sort of, you know, at first they make it sound like there's going to be a heist. There's no heist in this movie. And then I fell asleep for about 40 minutes. Uh-huh. And then
I woke up. What if there had been a heist in that 40 minutes?
Oh, I went back.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, dedication. And there's still no heist in this movie. But it's exactly what this movie is. It's like there's people trying to escape. There's theft. There's a giant apocalyptic storm. And it ends. And it is a Sci-Fi Channel movie. So, you know, those movies, it's always like they slowly pick off everybody until there's only two left, and they always end on a happy note, and those two are always a couple.
Right.
And it's just that. It's like basically Vegas is wiped out and covered in sand, and it looks like a modern Egypt. And then there's the two people who are not sad that all of their friends and everybody and millions of people are dead, but they're like, whew, we made it.
It's like Con Air.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
Like but Air. It is this movie. And I'm like, that's exactly what I just watched. Another Storm movie where, you know.
Yeah, that was a thing. Storm movies were a thing.
This is
for
a Storm
a
movie.
Yeah.
It's terrible, by the way. If you have Amazon Prime, you can watch it. It's only an hour and 25 minutes.
Oh.
Because it's all the commercials, which shows you how many commercials they sell on Sci-Fi.
Yeah, Sci-Fi.
But it's better. It's more entertaining than this.
It is actually, I think, a little bit more entertaining just because, like, it is terrible. And the special effects are god awful. But at least, you know.
It knows what it is.
They don't try to pass it off as anything but a bad sci-fi movie.
When they make these sci-fi movies, they know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Sci-fi
this
knows exactly
thought,
what
this thought it was going to be something and ended up having to narrowly avoid going to
they're like, you know what? We'll do a apocalyptic weather movie and a heist movie.
Put
them
together.
Yeah.
And we'll get the guy that did Fast and the Furious.
The premise is created entirely by refrigerator magnet poetry.
Yes. just throw it up there. That's what
and
do.
A wizard.
Oh, so, no.
So there's two movies to not see.
Well, thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
So I guess that's it for this episode. Let's go around the table and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Dan. You can find me on Twitter, DanGraney67, GRANEY.
This is Joe. You can also follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. If you want to join in with your thoughts on Hurricane Heist, you can do so at Facebook.com/Real Spoilers. While you're there, join the League of Show Sharers, won't you? So that's it for this week. I don't know what.
There's Tomb Raider.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
There it is.
That's an easy answer. Yeah. Tomb Raider. So it looks like next week we will be doing Tomb Raider. So that's it for this one. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, a federal district court ruling releases Reuben Carter.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.